We continue our learning. We are in Sanhedrin, Paragimel Mishnah Beis. Person who is a relative of the litigant, as we'll see later on in Mishnah Dalet, or is, let's say, a sinner, violates Torah law, so such a person is possible to be a dayan, or to be an aid, or to be a witness. But if, let's say, the litigants accept upon themselves a relative, or someone who's disqualified because of an aveira, and they said, okay, we accept you as an aid, we accept you as a dayan, whether they accept upon themselves, listen, I accept you, even though I may be, because I'm accepting you, I'm willing to lose out, to forfeit certain zechuyah, certain merits I have. Or let's say I accept upon you as a ruling, you as a dayan, if I'm going to have to pay based on your ruling, even though you're a disqualified dayan, that's acceptable. I accept upon you that you're going to be my aid, you're going to be my witness, and whatever you testify, I'll follow. So then we assume devarv kayam, we assume that that's fine, there's no problem. What if you want to be chozer? What if you want to retract and say, you know, I changed my mind. I don't want to use an aid or a dayan that is disqualified, that's a relative, etc. So the halacha is that if a kinyan was made, a formal acquisition, picking up a handkerchief, a kinyan sudar, so then you can't be chozer, you cannot retract at all, because after we hold ein la'achar kinyan klum. Once you make a kinyan, then you've accepted these judges, these edim upon you, and that's the end of it. But let's say a kinyan was not made, then potentially you can be chozer if the din has not been completed, as we'll see in the Mishnah. It says the Mishnah like this, Amar lo, Ne'eman alai Abba, my father is acceptable to me to be our judge, even though he's a relative. Ne'eman alai Avicha, or let's say the one in the Gittin says, your father is acceptable to me as our judge, even though he's a relative. Ne'eman alai Shlosha Roi Baka, or let's say he said, three cattle herders will be accepted as our judges, even though that they're normally disqualified, they're unlearned, and the Chiddush is that usually anyone who's unlearned is not fit to be a judge. But here is that the cattle herders were far away from areas that were inhabited. They didn't have much to do with people at all, so they didn't even practical halachas that regular people know, even unlearned people knew, they would not know. Though nonetheless, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that even Shlosha, even Roe Bakar, you have three of them as a Beis Din, they can be accepted. If both litigants accept them, so then they can serve as judges. What about now retracting? What about withdrawing from that acceptance? Rabbi Meir Omer, Yochol Lachzor Bo. Says Rabbi Meir, you can go back on that agreement and say, you know what? I'd rather have judges that are eligible, judges that are not disqualified. And this would be true, Yochol Lachzor Bo, according to Rabbi Meir, even after the decision was made, even after there was a verdict. But that is only true where the disqualified judge ruled against the nitba, the defendant. That means he said to the defendant, the nitba, you know, you have to pay, let's say, the lover. You missed the lover, you have to pay the malve money. There, Rabbi Meir says, you know, this nitba, this lover, can withdraw his acceptance of the judge and refuse to pay. But if, let's say, the dayan, this puzzle dayan that they accepted initially, ruled against the toveya, the let's say the malve, the claimant, the one who's claiming the money, said, you, Mr. Malve, you're not allowed to collect the money from the lover, whatever it is, the lover paid you already, and that's the end of it. So then this malve can't say, you know what, I changed my mind, I don't want to use you as a judge. That he cannot. What's the difference? Since in this case, the nitba, the defendant, was already holding on to the money, and this judge says, you get to keep the money. So the malve can't now say, oh, you know, I changed my mind, I want to go to another judge who's hopefully going to extract the money from the rule against the lover and extract the money from the lover. So because at that moment, once the ruling was made, the money became that as a lover because it was already in his hands. As opposed to the other case where if it's the judge is ruling against the nitva and he tells the nitva, you know, you have to pay the money. So the nitva could say, you know what, I changed my mind, I want a different judge. That would be acceptable. So Rabbi Meir says, Yochol Lachzor Bo, he can go back to the agreement and say, I want another judge. I want one that's not disqualified. This is only true, and this is even after the fact, this is true only if he ruled against the nitba that he had to pay, he can withdraw, but not if he ruled against the malva, the toveya, then it's too late to withdraw. Then the Mishnah says, but what are the chachamim? Chachamim disagree, Rabbi Meir. Chachamim omrin, eni yachol asobor. Say the chachamim, no one can go back. No one can withdraw from accepting the judge. Once the judge gave his ruling, it doesn't make a difference who you are, and that would be true even if the judge ruled against the nitba. The defendant, the lova, is already holding the money. The malva has... the malveh has the right to take the money, and the loveh can't say, I want another judge. Now this machlokes, as we said, between Rabbi Melech Chachamim, is only when there was an oral acceptance of these disqualified judges, the relative, Abba, Avicha, Shlosha, Rebuk, or whatever it is. But if they made a kinyan, had a formal act, they committed together, picking up a sudar or a handkerchief, let's say, picking up a kli, then they cannot change their mind. Then the Mishnah says, let's say someone, the malve in this case, had to make the one who's claiming money, had to make a shvua to the lovet, to the defendant, to the nitban, in order to collect the money. And what happened? The defendant said, listen, if you swear to me by your head, by the life of your head, that your whatever claim you're making is your true claim, then I'm willing to pay you, take a shavua. Normally a shavua, you pick up a Sefer Torah, you use Shem Hashem, and in this case, again, the Mishnah, Dorli B'chai Roshcha is a different type of shavua, nonetheless, still a shavua. You don't have to hold the Sefer Torah, you don't have to mention Shem Hashem, but nonetheless, this is a type of shavua as well. So what happens? The Lov in this case, he's the, let's say, the Netva, he, or it can be a Shomer, let's say, he's the defendant, he says, I'll pay if you take this shavua, but only if you take this shavua. This is a Dorli B'chai Roshcha, is a Shvua, but it's a weaker type of Shvua as opposed to the regular Shvua where you have a Sefer Torah. So Rabbi Meir Omer, Yochol Achzobo. So even after the Malveh, let's say, the one who's claiming the money, swore by B'chai Roshcha, he swore by the life of his head, then he says, even after that, so the Nitba, the defendant, can go back and say, you know what, I want a regular Shvua, and I'm not going to believe this shvua. This is a lower level shvua. It's a weaker shvua. You don't have to hold the Sefer Torah. You don't have to use Shem Hashem. So I changed my mind. So the Rabbi Meir says, the same Rabbi Meir says, you yachol lachzor in the case of a using when you accepted and agreed to accept Shlosha Roi Bakar or the father, who's a relative, disqualified judges, disqualified edim. You can be chozer. So Rabbi Meir, you can be chozer as well on this shvua, which is not the typical shvua. This is a weaker shvua. And say, you know what? I don't believe you. I want you, the defendant can say to the one who's claiming the money, you know what? I'll pay you if you, now I changed my mind. I don't want this Dorli Chai Roshcha Shvua. I want a real Shvua. You can be chozer. Chachamim Omrim. No. Yeinu Yochol Lachzor. No. He cannot be chozer on what he agreed. Once that Malveh, the one who's claiming the money made this Shvua, even though it was a lower level Shvua, that's what you said you were willing to accept. Cannot be chosen, can't retract, and you would have to pay the money based on his shavu. Once again, in this case, Rabbi Meir says he can be chosen. The defendant can say, I'd rather a regular shavua. If they made a kinyan sudar, if they made a kinyan with one another, that commitment, that agreement, and it wasn't just verbal, so then even Rabbi Meir holds he cannot be chosen. Pere Gimel Mishnah Gimel. Ve'elu hein hapsulim. So these are the people who are ineligible to serve as judges or edim in a Jewish court of law. And a little background to this, the pasuk says, "Al tashish yadcha im rashal hiyos ed chamas." Pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim. And we take that pasuk, we kind of contract it, and we say "Al tashes Russia aid," which means you cannot place a Russia as an aid. A Russia, some who is in violation of an iser d'oraisa, for which you chayiv malkos, and certainly somebody for which you chayiv misa or kares. Such a person cannot serve as an aid, and that would include not only a weepaskin like Abaye against Rava. This includes any Isser, and even something unrelated to money. In not only Russia, what we call a Russia de Hamas, but any type of Russia is disqualified. And Gazlan obviously is disqualified. But the Mishnah is listing people who are pasul midrabanan. And if this monetary sin, let's say, is pasul midrabanan, let's say you take chamson, you take property against someone, you pay for it, but you take it against the owner's will. So these types of people are potentially going to be pasul eidos as well. What's the difference between the two? Obviously, one's Daraisa, one's Darabanan, but when it comes to something that's Daraisa, you become Pasul Eidos right away, once you do the Avera. According, when it comes to where you do the Avera, that's Darabanan, you Pasul Eidos after we've publicized your Avera, only then we've announced it, we publicized it, everyone knows that now you're in Russia Darabanan, so to speak, then you're going to be Pasul Eidos. The Mishnah here lists these who are Pasul Midarabanan to serve as judges or witnesses. Ve'elu hein hapsulim, hamasachek b'kuvyo. People who play dice and for money purposes, they're puzzled because they don't benefit society. Such a person, we should involve ourselves, says the Bar Tanura, doesn't contribute to society in a meaningful way. What should a person be involved with in terms of daily activities? Learning Torah, Gemilas Chasadim, or he's involved in business or crafts or some type of craft. You're contributing to society. Such a person, so here he's not doing anything with his life. So such a person lacks Yirat Shamayim. Such a person doesn't know the struggles that people normally have in their lives, and therefore we assume that he's going to be puzzled le'edus. V'hamalve beribis, someone who lends money on interest. Person is disqualified because this is in fact an issur d'oraisa that he's violating. So this is not on a derabbanan level. No, most of the cases in the Mishnah we speak about issurim derabbanan. But the Gemara assumes that this includes even people who violate ribis derabbanan. There are many examples of ribis, the ribis ketzutzas d'oraisa, where you decide from the very beginning I'm going to pay a certain amount of money. There's an issur of ribis both on the malveh, the one who's lending the money, and there's an issur on the loveh to pay the ribis, and the loveh is also pasul le'edus and pasul to be a dayan. But even ribis derabbanan, where it's not ribis ketzutzas, it's not from the very outset that the ribis was charged, but maybe it's through some type of business activity you're paying ribis, you're paying extra, that's also ribis derabbanan. Such a person is also pasul le'edus and to be a dayan. Umafricha yonim, these are people who race pigeons also for money. It's a type of gambler. The Gemara discusses, isn't this similar to Mesach Bekuvia? The different explanations for what you're doing. Maybe you're actually stealing from not only, maybe necessarily racing, but rather you're drawing in birds from other places. The Bar Tanura says, Istim Mefarshi min mimine haschok, im takdim yonoscholi yonosi, etein lechokach v'kach. It's a pigeon racing. If you know, I'll give you a certain amount. If your pigeon beats mine, I'll pay you a certain amount. Istim Mefarshi no, shim begadol yonah milumedes lehavi yonim leves ba'aleha ba'akarchon. No, what you do is you're raising pigeons and they're able to lure other pigeons to come. That, v'yesh baze gezel v'nei darker sholem. This is not official gezel, because they're not really stealing. They're just pigeons. Below Gezel Gomer, but it's nonetheless, it's Gezel Midrabanan because of Darkei Shalom. So that also makes you puzzle the Eidos and to be a dime. The Socharei Shvias, people who do business with peros of the Shemitah year. The Torah says, La'achla teaches me I can only eat it, but V'lo L'schora. Now this is an issur d'oraisa also. So why do we have this list, the Socharei Shvias, people who do business with Shemitah fruit on the list of those who are puzzled in the Rabbanim? Because we're speaking about Shvias Bizman Hazeh. Shemitah Bizman Hazeh, even Eretz Yisrael, in Eretz Yisrael is only, because there's no Yovel, one of the explanations, is there's no issur min HaTorah. So that's one explanation for why it is. And some say, because maybe the people don't know there's an issur min HaTorah, so therefore maybe that's why they're on this list, midrabanan. Either way, those who do business with Shemitah fruit are going to be pasul le'edus and for dayon as well. Amar Rabbi Shimon, batchila hayu koronoson osve shvius. At the beginning, the Chachamim called these people who gather in the Shvias year, which means they disqualified anyone who was gathering a lot of produce, a lot of Shemitah produce, even if he wasn't selling it. During the Shemitah year, as we know, we have to leave everything hefker, and the owners of the fields can store in their homes only what they need for a couple of days, for a few days, not a lot at all. So the Chachamim disqualified for Eidos anyone who stores a lot of Shvias produce, violating this halacha. So that's what they would call the people, Osvei Shvias, and anyone who would gather a lot of Shvias fruit, a lot of Shemitah fruit in their home, they would apostle the Eidos. Misha Rabu Hanasim, but when there were a lot of people who oppressed the Jews in terms of collecting taxes, and more from the Jews than others, and their farmers needed a lot of produce to pay taxes, Chazru the Kroson Socher Shvias. They started calling these people not Shvias gatherers, Osve Shvias, but Socher Shvias merchants, which means they disqualified only people not who gathered, but people who sold the produce that they gathered. Gathering it itself, they had to allow in order to pay the taxes. Storing a lot, they weren't disqualified. They wanted they weren't using for themselves anyway. They wanted to make sure they could pay the taxes. But those who did business, socher shvias, those are the people who became disqualified le'edus. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, so Rabbi Yehuda qualifies this halacha regarding those who are gamblers in Sacha B'Kuvya, Mafricha Yonim, those who bet on pigeon racing, according to the first explanation. Ema Said, when do we say the Apostle Eidos? And also Socher Shvius, though, those who do business with Shemitah fruit. Bizman She Ein Lehem Umros Elohi. That's only where, this is the only way they make a living. They make money through the gambling. Aval Yesh Lehem, or the Shvius fruit. Aval Yesh Lehem Umros Elohi. But besides this, they have some type of way to make a living. So then shame, then they're kosher to serve as Dayanim, to serve as Eidim. And in fact, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda is not coming to argue in the Tanakhama. The Amos of Rabbi Yehuda here is not only qualifying the halacha according to his opinion, he's according to the Tanakhama as well. Because Tanakhama believes as well that dice players, pigeon racers, are not disqualified if they are contributing to society. So they're doing this on the side, they're making a living other ways. Rabbi Yehuda says in explanation of the Tanakhama that they are kosher le'edus and kosher to serve as dayanim, and that is the halacha.